number 74 in the white book. 74 in the white book.
I'm Oh,
filled to thee again, Lord, for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, fill our cup, fill our vessel, our souls, our hearts, our minds. Fill them, O Lord, filled with Christ and Christ alone. We thank you, Lord, for a new day that you have given to us, a new opportunity to receive out of your fullness the grace of God, the help of God, the power of your Holy Spirit at work in and through us. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. O Lord, this day may we experience the fresh touch of God upon every one of our hearts and lives. And we pray for the cottage and for the village. We pray that you will meet them, Lord, this day. Lord, as we go down the home stretch, the last week of this third period, Lord, every day more, dear Lord, every day more, more. Lord, we thank you for yesterday. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for pouring out of your Spirit upon us. We thank you, Lord. That was yesterday. We need you today. We need more today, Lord. And so we open our hearts for the moving of your Spirit among us throughout this day. Have your way, Lord, we pray, and be glorified. Dear Lord Jesus, we ask it for your name's sake, and we thank you for it. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let everyone feel free this morning. Let the Lord have his way with you. If you'd like to, why, give a testimony or an exhortation, whatever might be on your heart, but let's just be free to allow him to have his way with every one of us. Praise the Lord. His power can make you what you want to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. Was just for him to have his way with me. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, O Lord. Draw us, Lord, this day, O Lord, closer to yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, we come. Hallelujah, by your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Us with your courting love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I'll stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E.
You know what you're supposed to do when you get to the last B-I-B-L-E, don't you? Now, some of you have to hold your phone, I guess, but you got to hold it up. You got to show that you got one. You got to show that you read it, you know it. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I'll stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Yeah, the kids sing that, and we adults don't. But it's just as good for us as it is for them. The B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, that's the book for me. And thank God that we can. Keep it before us. And again, as we've been reminded, the veracity, the truth of this book, it's like none other. I appreciate it more all the time. The more I read it, the more I let it get into my heart, the more I appreciate the Word of God, and the more I'm amazed at the harmony and the unity of all the details. I think I had mentioned this, and if you were in Ozone Park a few weeks ago, I might forget some of the details, but a university did a study on the prophecies. They only took 8 of them concerning the life of Jesus. There are many, 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 many more than just 8 of them, but just the virgin birth, and they parted my garments, and they cast lots for it, and he was pierced, and all those prophecies in the Old Testament, and they looked at 8 of them, and they tried to figure out the probability in their math department, the probability that 8 of those prophecies prophesied could be fulfilled. Only 8. And they found that the probability of 8 of those prophecies coming true and being fulfilled was 1 to the 17th power. Is that what I said the other day? I don't know. Amrit would know because he's a math professor, but he's not here now. I think it was 1 to the 17th power. 1 and then 17 zeros. That's a lot of zeros. I don't know what that number would be. I don't know. It's a big number, a large, large number. And they said it was like taking silver dollars. Did you ever see a silver dollar? A real one? A little bigger than a half dollar. You probably never seen one of those either. Maybe twice the size of a quarter. And if you take silver dollars and you lay them end to end, covering the whole state of Texas. Sister Elsie, is Texas big? Very big. I was asking someone the other day if they've ever driven through Vermont. Yes. Have you ever driven through New Jersey? Yes. Have you ever driven through whatever, another state? Yes. And then I said, have you ever driven through Texas? And they said, no, it's impossible. Well, I guess you could do it, and maybe some people have. But Texas is big. Well, put silver dollars end to end throughout Texas and put an X on one of the silver dollars. One of them. And then the little article said, and then blindfold somebody. Why do you got to blindfold them? I don't know. The state of Texas. And ask them to pick one up. The chances that they would pick up the one with the X on it is 1 to the 17th power. That's not very good. You'll never do it. And then people say, well, you know, I can't believe this book, and it's filled with fairy tales. Wow. I don't know if you don't believe the B-I-B-L-E. But not only that Jesus' prophecies were fulfilled, but did you ever believe, really believe, what the B-I-B-L-E says about you? in what it describes you as, in how it portrays you, I mean you and me, and all of humanity, how wicked and vile and sinful, false and full of sin I am, the songwriter says. But thank God, did you ever believe what the Bible says about mercy and grace and forgiveness and love? His love that comes to us, and while we were yet sinners, he dies for us on the cross. We believe those things, don't we? We believe what he promised to us when he said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and he will be with you forever. Oh, we believe that because he promised that. And this word is so true. And I just felt I should read to you something that you've all heard before. Well, maybe you've all heard it before. I know I've read it before at camp. I know I've read it to those in California. We've given it out at camp, and I won't be surprised if at SVCA also. But it's something that Sister Robinson said many years ago about the Bible. And if you have never heard it, listen to it. And if you want a copy of it, I'll make sure you get one. But she talks about the scriptures, the Bible, and I've often thought of this, and I keep it inside my Bible in the flyleaf of it and refer to it or think about it. I could probably quote it, but let me read it to you, make sure I get it right. She says, the Bible, it's the one book, the only book, the great book, God's book, your book for eternity, the book that you must have, and the book you badly need. Oh, if you miss this book, you miss everything. If you keep out of this book, you keep out of the life of God. If you fail to read it, if you fail to devour it, if you fail to understand it, you fail in everything that is worth having. God is in this book. It is the book of all books. It is the necessity of every soul. Get into this book. Pray over it. Get it into your mind. Live it. Obey it. And it will deliver you from the world, the flesh, and the devil. It will be your passport into glory. Thank God for the Bible. And may by the Holy Spirit we get into this book and let that book get into us. And as Martin Luther said, when he approached the Bible, that man, I don't know if he was a genius or not, and you don't have to agree, and I don't know all his theology, but when he approached this book, he could read it in a number of different languages and all the rest of that because of his ability, mental capacity. But when he took this book, and every time before he read this book, he used to pray a prayer. And his prayer was, teach me, teach me, teach me, teach me. Who's he praying to? What is he asking for? Oh, Spirit of the living God, dear Lord, illumine me. Open the eyes of my understanding. I know the words. I could read them in 100, or not 100, but I could read them. And I can certainly understand them, and I can tell you where they come from and the root of the word and the innuendos and meanings. But Lord, unless you teach me this book, unless you reveal to me the truth of this book, get this book into your heart, into your life. And I'm thankful that we've been reminded of that time and time again. And again, through Brother Mike's testimony this morning. And Brother Mike, age is only a number. And don't believe the number that the is in front of you. But may God put his word. Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Bible. Thank you for your word. Lord, what more can you say to us than you have said? Everything that pertains to life and to godliness, we have answers to questions, all of them, in this book. And Lord, we pray again today, teach us, Lord, teach us, we pray. How we need, Lord, not just to know it in our head, but let it drop the few inches from our head down into our hearts. And may we hide these words, your word, in our heart, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.